John Gould, the artist and taxidermist who mounted these specimens, was obsessed with hummingbirds. By the time he died in 1881, he owned 5,400 members of what he called this family of living gems, though they were not, of course, living by the time he got his hands on them. Gould transmitted this enthusiasm to the public at large when he put part of his collection on display in London at the time of the Great Exhibition. Jane Munro.
Gould exhibited this case as one of a number in glass pavilions in the Zoological Gardens in 1851, and they attracted over 75,000 visitors at the time, including Queen Victoria, including Darwin himself, and including Charles Dickens. So they were a huge popular attraction.
Darwin had first come across hummingbirds in South America on the voyage of the Beagle. The great beauty of certain birds, and of hummingbirds in particular, had intrigued him early on in his career, and his contemplation of them helped him to formulate an important part of his theory of evolution. Jane Munro.
He actually tackles the question of beauty head-on for the first time in his book on Descent of Man, and with reference to sexual selection. Why had animals developed these beautiful features? Beautiful features that could include singing, birdsong, that could include what he called love antics, dancing or display, specifically beautiful plumage, highly coloured and very decorative feathers. His response to this was that they had evolved these features in order to attract a mate.
Humans also in the 19th century used the plumage of the hummingbird to attract mates. Gould was not the only one to recognise their jewel-like qualities, and they could be used for personal adornment. Nearby, you can see a white feather fan from the 1870s with a stuffed hummingbird in the centre. It looks rather ghoulish today. Of course, among humans, as Darwin pointed out, it was females trying to attract males rather than vice versa.